I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies, who are the listeners of today's episode of Muslim Lady. This is IRAB English Radio, and I'm so happy that I've got the honor to be here with you. This is Asma. We have the pleasure to have Sister Zainab with us. Assalamu alaikum, sister, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for coming here and being a part of another episode of Muslim Lady. Well, as the usual plan and schedule of this program, we usually want you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself, though the loyal ladies who are following us all the time, they probably know you, but for the people who have just joined us, please tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I am Turfatwain Zainab Askari, usually known as just the last name Zainab Askari. And I have studied Hausa for more than a decade now, and also studied contemplation of Quran on the sidelines. And apart from that, I also have degrees in like bachelor's in science and then master's in linguistics, and have been writing about women topics for more than 3 years now.
Very good and amazing. Well, there are many girls who would marry with this perception that life is going to be exactly like the dream I have already fabricated in my mind. I have portrayed everything beautifully and the entire background is very pink and very cheerful. But then suddenly, boom, reality happens. She marries someone whom at first she thought who would be the dream of her life. But then, no, it's not like that. Life is not going to work like that beautifully. Then there would be a moment of manifestation and you realize that the guy you married is not the mature man you had in your mind. But just the reverse, he's a little child who needs attention and too much of care. So in these conditions, how she, the girl who has came into this life with too much of dreamy perceptions, has to deal with this thing that happened to her like a crisis?
Exactly. Understand the fact that life is not a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the problems arise when that initial excitement fades, basically. And their inherent personality, upbringing, and unconscious conflicts with what you saw on the surface. So,
by the way, I have to rephrase myself about something. Like, to give this a picture of a woman that does not have an understanding of what the world is was not what I meant. Actually, what I mean is that you have a perception and based everything on paper is telling you that this guy is a good choice.
Right, because you're seeing him on surface. And that's what I was saying. You're seeing him on surface. And
but is there any way for you to see beneath them, underneath them, behind their picture?
Well, it depends like how much, what you talked before marriage or like when you were in interaction with each other. What kind of conversation you had. Like you could have a meaningful conversation that could tell you a lot about the person.
Yeah. For example, but still people can have masks on their face and some of them are good actors.
Yeah, that's also true. But at the same time, while we're marrying, we have to keep certain things in our mind. For example, when we marry the whole person. We marry the adult they present. We marry the inner child they carry with themselves, and we also marry with all that unseen history.
So we marry a fragmented personality, and we have to accept all these fragmentations.
And it's both-sided. It's not like only you are marrying that way.
Yeah,
the same person is accepting you that way.
Yeah.
So if you are going
but
to...
But since this is called Muslim Lady, we have to defend and we have to look at the side of the ladies.
Ladies. So, yeah, it should never be looked upon like this. Only I am the, victim in this
yeah.
situation. Sometimes things get better when you always, you know, wear their shoes, walk their paths.
Yeah.
So
put
that's
yourself
how it
in
works.
Their place.
Yeah. So every person is shaped by basically the experiences they have had in the life, by the childhood, because the childhood lays the foundation.
Exactly.
So childhood traumas, sometimes they have huge impact on the later
huge,
life.
Huge, very huge.
Right.
And they would be permanent, unfortunately, and they would stick with you till the end of your life, I guess, if it is left alone and if you do not do anything for it, if you do not take any actions to heal yourself.
Right. So the experiences of life, the wounds, the fears, the humiliation, they can, it puts a layer of dust over the pure fitra we are all born with. Because when we are all born, it's like a blank slate. For parents, it said, now you can write whatever you want to write on this blank slate. So we are all born with that blank slate, but it's, again, those experiences, like maybe bad experiences, maybe the fears, the humiliations that I said, they put the dust on that mm-hmm. pure slate.
Yeah. And then you go to, you enter society, and then society also has got its own problems. If you have a spot on your face, you'd be excluded and you would be treated differently. So that also is going to have impact on your personality, and it would have an impact on how you're going to be dealing with other people, specifically this new individual person that you have taken with you yourself into your home,
as a life
and you call her your wife. So let's go for a break, and then we come back to see how to deal with adult kids.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
To treat with these kidsy adults is the discussion of today's episode of Muslim Lady. Well, we said that the ground for our discussion was just said in the previous part, in the previous section. We said that there are many times in which a woman decides, a girl decides to marry someone, then the picture she has in front of her, the portrayal of that man is an adult man. But then when you get to your own home, you see a different version of that individual who seems to be much more of a kiddo than of a adult man. So first of all, we have to know how to come to this recognition that, okay, this is what I have got.
Right.
And by the way, you're listening to Muslim Lady, and we're so happy to have you, dear ladies, with us.
You know, we all have that younger version within ourselves.
True.
And the younger version that got hurt, the younger version that got scared, the younger version that got shamed sometimes.
Wounded, perhaps.
Yeah. And in marriage, this child within you does not disappear, basically. But
no, it
would
be
up,
unleashed.
Yeah. It shows up in certain some certain situations. For example, certain anger or insecurity or a fear of abandonment when there is need of constant reassurance.
Yeah.
So one thing, when you as a lady face these situations with your husband, like you see a child within this adult now, number one, you have to acknowledge that you're not the one who caused that childhood pain, right? You have to be mm-hmm. like, yeah, do not now, because some people start cursing themselves for their childhood traumas. No, it's not.
Oh, no, it wasn't my fault.
Yeah.
I had no part in it.
Right. And again, you have to also acknowledge that you single-handedly cannot fix it. So do not try to be a therapist all of a sudden.
Very true. You are actually pointing out something very important. I've seen many people that out of maybe feeling too protective or too much caring, they would try to be that therapist, that kind psychologist for that person, and instead of helping them to get better, meanwhile they would even lose their own position in the life of that person.
Right.
Because they would seem to be like a dictator, dictating them some sort of rules that no doctor would approve of, no therapist would approve of. Yeah. So the first lesson that we have to take in here, just as a side note that I myself noted, is not to be a therapist.
Yeah, and do not try to dig into his past, like, okay, what was it, because the solution does not lie in when you're digging up into the past traumas.
Yeah.
So you're not an archaeologist, the researcher. Now you will go, okay, what was the reason behind what? Yes, sometimes it's important to know the underlying issue.
And okay, sometimes even the psychologists are not going to get the reason.
Yeah, but you dedicate your whole time to dig his past trauma. That's not
wise. That's not going to work.
Yeah, it's not wise. And then also, what is your job is to create a secure, tranquil, where there's tranquility in the present, peace, you know, because marriage is for tranquility and peace. So create a present where he finds tranquility and peace. You also do not create an environment that acts as a trigger for him.
So do not add to his burden.
Yeah, like, and also, like, there are some very wicked women, unfortunately, I have to admit this, because when they get to know about those fears and those vulnerabilities, I have actually seen that, basically. They mock their fears. They just use their vulnerabilities against them during an argument.
So, oh.
Yeah, that's very bad. That's not a Muslim
that's
lady.
That's so vicious.
Yeah. So you have to be very careful. Yes, sometimes you get to know about some things. But as it's said in the wise religion of Islam, that, you know, be the libas of each other. Be the garment.
Shield and the protector garment, of each other. Yeah.
So do not...
By the way, so you mean that if the husband feels at home and feels this peaceful environment to share everything and to open up, and then that woman uses that thing that she has got, which was a secret actually of her man, and then to use it against him and the discussions and debates that they have. This
exactly.
is very, very yeah. sad.
Yeah, but we have cases in the society, unfortunately. Like, had I not seen the examples, I would have not shared that.
And it's very important, so.
So it's very important to understand, like, everybody has weaknesses. So you cannot just, hold on to that nerve of weakness and then start mocking.
So do not expose their insecurities and the hard times.
Right. And, we have one of the hadiths from Imam Ali alayhi salam where he says that a tongue of a man speaks from the overflow of his heart. Rather see what is the underlying issue that is burdening him, which I can reduce maybe, but do not, when I said do not dig into past trauma, like, do not go very deep into it and leave all your job.
Yeah.
But yes, you can sometimes see, like, if everything is fine. And it's very important to give pause, like, not react at the same time. When you see all of a sudden that childish behavior or a child with him, you realize some different kind of personality, it's not very wise to react to show a certain reaction. Sometimes you're just acting as someone who has to treat others. You're unaware of your own deficiencies. For example,
you're actually unaware of your own treatments.
Child, like child within you. You know, you cannot calm another's child if your own is screaming, right?
Mm-hmm.
So spend time in knowing your own triggers first.
Yeah.
And
do not always accuse the other person in front of you, who is in this case your husband. Sometimes the finger is actually must be pointed at you.
Yeah. You know, seeing the wound and rather than healing the wound, just using the wound against them, it's again same vicious thing. So rather know yourself, know your own triggers, know your own child. See, like, maybe I'm also like this. Because Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the one who knows himself has known his Lord. So it's very important to know your own triggers as well. And then also, for example, sometimes someone acts very childish in a marriage relationship. Try to forgive most of the times. Try to forgive because... You know, we have this way of getting closer to God. Whenever someone is, he wants to get closer to God, it's recommended apply his attributes into your own life. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ghaffar. So use that forgiveness in your own life as well.
So you too be a forgiving person.
Right. And also, like, I would say, psychology teaches us to respond, not to react. So when emotions rise, they usually get
when they
angry.
Erupt.
Yeah, take a deep breath. As Imam Ali alayhi salam also said, anger begins with madness and ends with regret.
I do believe that if we ponder upon it more and more, we would learn that the whole world is built upon the idea of forgiveness. So this was all for today. Until another episode of Muslim Lady, I leave you to God's never sleeping eyes. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something, something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges.